You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Cubs win! Gordon Whittenmeyer taking you inside the Cubs clubhouse.
Cubs
win!
Chicago Cubs.
The Chicago Sun-Times. Gordon Whittenmeyer.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Gordon Whittenmeyer covers the Cubs for the Chicago Sun-Times, and he joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline. Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park, and Gordon, living everyone's dream. He's out of this early winter, and he's in Arizona. Good morning, Gordon. How are you?
Morning, Gordon.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
You know, it's a little chilly, and the snow is still on the ground, and we're embittered that you are enjoying a better life than us. Other than the horrible bitterness that consumes us, we're doing well.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. I mean,
you know what grinds my gears? Sports writers taking holidays in November to get out of town, out of the cold weather. That's what grinds my gears, Gordon.
I mean, I just thought everybody was having sunshine.
Well, we
writing their stories out in the sun.
We have sunshine in our hearts when we talk to you, because we haven't done so since David Ross was hired. What was your takeaway from that? Not a surprise, not a huge shock. Will there be a big change? And do you expect all catchers to be changed around, including the new one coming in and maybe one leaving?
Well, that's entirely possible. But really kind of anything and everything is possible with these guys. Zero surprise. The thing is, like, we've seen, I mean, literally every part of the organization has changed, except the upper offices. The same process is underway with the roster, although, you know, every deal takes the other party, and they're going to listen on everything. And yeah, everybody's in play, which could mean a half a dozen possible scenarios or scenarios involving about a half a dozen guys, or it could mean, you know, one or two wind up getting moved, but somebody has to get moved. We've talked about their payroll situation and the luxury tax and how tight that budget is. They can't do anything if they don't move some potential money off of that payroll. So something's going to happen. We just, you know, it's just kind of a wait and see now to who comes in with what to offer them and who wants what and who signs an extension and who doesn't. That makes them think that they're more compelled to move them.
Gordon, I think the Cubs have protected a catcher. You have Victor Caratini, obviously, on the roster. You've got Miguel Amaya in the system. Uh-huh. And the speculation about Wilson Contreras has grown to the extent that he reacted, it seemed, to it yesterday by adjusting his social media accounts on Instagram and elsewhere. What do you make of the speculation, and what did you think of his response?
Well, was it his response, or was it the team suggesting that he remind everybody he's a two-time All-Star? I think it's realistic because they do have Amaya, but you know, they also have Caratini. I mean, Caratini it doesn't have quite the tools that Contreras does, but you know, he's similar behind the plate. He's a switch hitter and he can hit. And so they should be covered back there. You can always go get a veteran backup. You know, they're going to get some catching depth anyway. And then you got Miguel Amaya, one of their top prospects coming through the system, maybe faster than some people would have thought a couple of years ago. So if you're going to sort of hold similar in terms of, you know, if you're not all in on 2020 anyway, and if you're willing to maybe kind of stay in a holding pattern for a while until you get that competitive window kind of up and running again for an extended period, then it doesn't hurt you. Bring Amaya in or think in terms of Amaya maybe coming up at some point this year or working in to be part of that next window, it makes all the sense in the world. And Contreras has 3 years of club control and his value's never been higher coming off back-to-back all-star starting selections. So you're at a place where you can probably get the most for him than you ever have. And so that's why he looks like as likely a candidate as anybody to get moved. There's going to be a lot of teams that want him.
Obviously, you look at the right fielder, and you're talking about another client of Scott Boras, and we know Boras controls free agency. I believe he has like the top 10 free agents. It just seems like everybody. It seems like he's running free agency.
Yeah.
Go talk to him, and he'll tell you who's coming, who's going. If you're not willing to pay money, we talked to Tom Ricketts, and he doesn't want to pay that luxury tax, so they'd obviously like to reduce payroll, and I know some of the stuff comes off the books, but is there any chance of bringing him back?
I don't think so. No. They like him a lot, but he's going to cost some money. We're already talking about trying to maneuver around that salary cap, luxury tax, and get some money off the books. And money that's off the books and stays off the books, at least in the short run, because you're still going to have guys, you're still going to have arbitration guys whose salaries are going to go up. I don't think so. And the thing is as great as Castellanos was, and, somebody's going to pick up a great hitter, do you think that the 2 months that he had in Chicago is going to be replicated over any next six-month period? I mean, yeah, he's going to be good. Yeah, he's going to put up good numbers, and he's a terrific guy in the clubhouse, and he's a terrific attitude on the field. But he's not going to replicate those numbers. I mean, that would be impossible. He'll be good, but by bringing him back, you almost set him up to for disappointment, right? Even if he stays healthy and produces, I mean, over the long haul, sure. I mean, if it winds up being a good contract, you're happy, but he's at least out of the gate going to get compared to what he did last year, and that was off the charts. I think he goes somewhere else and probably for a contender, they move on.
Boy, Gordon, you made me shudder this morning with a headline about Brandon Morrow and the Cubs maybe working something out. The bullpen will take care of itself. I think those are always things you kind of piece together. I'm curious what you think their approach will be with putting their starting rotation together. And when we talk about deals, we don't talk about pitchers necessarily or starters. Free agency certainly is the route you could go. The system is the route you could go. How do you think the Cubs are going to put together their starting rotation?
I think they've got a lot of it put together already. Assuming that there's nothing you will or can do with Lester, I don't know what you would. I mean, he's the manager's best friend. But you've got Hendricks, who's under control. You've got, Darvish, who's coming off the great second half.
What about Q?
Q is one of those guys that somebody wants him, they can probably have him. But if he doesn't get moved, then you still got some possible depth in house. And what they'll probably do is go try to bring in some more guys. Maybe some younger. They brought Alec Mills in a few years ago. And, he finally started to pitch some form this year. He was he had some health issues for a couple of years there. But they brought him in because they thought he had a lot of upside, a lot of talent. He was going to be one of these guys that they could control for a while that would be part of that next window. There were three or four of them that they brought in over a two-year period that kind of fit that bill, and he's the one that's left standing. They could go along those lines, or they could go also try to get an established guy, or a prospect caliber guy, a high minors or something. But ultimately, their system's going to have to start producing. If you're starting to talk about this next window, they have a couple of guys in the low minors they think might do something. They've still got Alzolay maybe as a potential guy that could make some noise after debuting last year.
Gordon,
so they've got depth. I don't think they're not going to go try to get Garrett Cole or anything like that.
What the big story, obviously, yesterday was the Astros and the cheating scandal, if that is indeed what we're calling it. Certainly, there's been a lot of rumors about them cheating.
They use cameras.
Yeah, I mean, using cameras takes it to a different level. What will happen? What was the first of all? What were people talking about with that yesterday? That must have been big talk of the meetings. And what does Rob Manfred do?
Yeah, that's interesting because nobody's seen Rob Manfred down here. Typically, he'll talk at these things, or much of the time. Last time we were in this location, he talked, but nobody's seen him, and the buzz is that he may not be around. And then there is some speculation that maybe he comes in because of this, and we hear from him today. But I don't know. I don't know where this is going to go, or if somebody figures out a way to rationalize it. The kind of postseason and offseason so far, the kind of last month that the Astros have had is horrific. And when you look at their assistant GM that made the comments about Osuna and targeted the women reporters and got fired. And then now you've got this, which from a team responsibility standpoint, is bigger. I mean, it's systematic or systemic. I don't know if the investigation turns out really bad and they can't figure out a way to justify or rationalize this thing away. I mean, the thinking is, I mean, Luno's in big trouble.
All righty, Gordon. Thanks a ton. Appreciate your time.
Enjoy Arizona.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
That was Gordon Whitmire covering the Chicago Cubs for the Sun-Times.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.